you there in that regard.
Yeah,
but,
you got me a
you'll
bit.
Never you'll never catch
me. No, but we'll enjoy our lives together. There's no question about that.
And well, over 40 years now.
Yeah, for
quit,
certain.
Quit counting them up. You,
you know, we're kind of the
we believe you.
We're kind yeah, we're the part that we come with the building.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and if you order now, we'll throw in and we'll chuck and
no
jump.
No matter how majestic it looks this day and age. Yeah, we came with the building.
Yeah,
and it's awesome, and that's why we love having you on for your perspective on the historical values of what goes on, and what's happening right now, and everything else in between. And Joe, tonight, sectional championship is on the line. The South Panthers might have to borrow some of that leftover lumber there from Assembly Hall to build a new trophy cabinet tonight. The 9-1 Panthers have rattled off 9 straight since the opening week loss to Brownsburg in the final seconds. It's a rematch with Terre Haute North. And I want everybody to remember, note the times tonight, 6:30 and 7 p.m. 6:30 kickoff, or Chalk Talk and 7 p.m. kickoff. Take it away on Championship Friday.
Well, it's all about winning here these next 4 weeks for the third-ranked South Panthers of Coach Mo to defend tonight a sectional crown, which would be its third straight tonight at 7 o'clock at F Memorial. A familiar foe in Conference Indiana's Terre Haute North, the Patriots and Panthers, doing battle for a second straight year, same field on the south side for a spot in the regional next Friday night, where the script hopefully stays the same at least through week number 11, which we're in right now for the Panthers. In week 7, the two clubs battled right down to the final possession, running out the game's final 2:42 with Christian Paycheck after Paycheck's lone fumble of the year. Gave Terre Haute North senior quarterback Nick Barrett to make things happen and draw a little bit closer, and he did with a late touchdown pass to whittle the 9-point Panther lead down to 2, but the Panthers hung on. Since then, the Patriots have won 2 of 3, South 3-0, outscoring opponents 108-28, but the last two going into tonight, 8 quarters of zeros from that defensive unit of Gabe Johnson. With the return now of Garrett Hickman, the strong play of Tyler Allgood up front in the interior line, the Panthers have well found consistency with the run game, with Paycheck scoring 5 of his 19 total touchdowns in these last 3 games, as the consistency there has certainly blended in with the passing attack of quarterback Gavin Yeske. South, in these last 3 weeks, have amassed 586, 393, and last week 402 yards of total offense. The Panthers lost that battle for only the second time this year against Terre Haute North in Week 7, but won the game. And like that night, the defense making the big plays. Tommy Richardson's fumble recovery and touchdown getting the Panthers off and running that night. But fast starts have certainly helped as well for Southside, as the two units have helped each other, and that's the aim tonight. South won last year's sectional title over Terre Haute North 35-7, leading all the way in that one. Now, over the course of these last 3 games, the offense and defense has managed leads in half over Columbus North, Perry Meridian, and Bloomington North of 21-0, 28-7, and 31-0. So adjustments on first and second downs in series tonight hopefully will contain Nick Barrett a little bit better. He threw for 242 yards and 3 touchdowns in Week 7. You know that's the area of defensive focus tonight as the Purple and White looks for its 10th in a row. Chalk Talk at 6:30 with Coach Mo. Kickoff at 7. John Callahan and Dave Novak. South travels with a win and his third title to either Floyd Central or Castle a week from tonight, as the state's stakes grow a little bit higher in the tournament with the regional on the line next week, but the sectional out to win tonight. In Class A sectional finals in our area, second-ranked and unbeaten Linton looks for their 12th in a row. They're playing at North Central Farmersburg, and Eastern has a toughie tonight. The T-Birds are 9-2, and they're playing in their first title game in school history. They play at West Washington. The Senators have won them all. Don't forget Indiana Sports Talk tonight. All of the details and finals from across the state here on Championship night, following the Panthers' hopeful third straight sectional crown. Again, our coverage starts at 6:30. High school basketball last night, Jason Spears, Cougars, of North off to a 2-0 start. They had a nice win in the final seconds the other night against Greenwood. They beat Decatur Central 50-40 last night. And then tomorrow, Gary Sims, Edgewood Mustangs will be at home in the Corral against Greencastle, looking for a similar 2-0 start.
Joe, the Pacers were in action last night. They fell flat on their faces in lovely Milwaukee, 125-108. Didn't play very well when I tuned in. I saw the second half, and they threw the ball all over the shop. That's not going to be the way you win. They are now 0-4 in league play, or on the road in league play, that is. We've got football for you this weekend. We've got Iowa-Penn State Saturday night, 7 o'clock pregame, Westwood One's coverage of college football on the air, 7:30 for kickoff on that. Sunday, Colts and Green Bay. Colts injury report hopefully getting a little bit better, but boy, their offensive line is thin. 3:30 pregame, 4:25 kick against Aaron Rodgers, Bart Starr, and Lynn Dickey up there in Green Bay. Denver and Oakland is the Sunday night game there. Hoosiers and Bellarmine, we'll talk about it at 8:45, plus a busy Hoosier weekend, as Chuck has already alluded to. What else are we missing on the sports beat there? Last night on the airwaves, Matt Ryan had 4 TD passes. Falcons beat the Bucks. It looks like we've got everything covered here on a Friday.
Did, yeah.
What time, Piscataway, lovely Piscataway, Chuck?
Yeah, flying to Newark about 2:30 today and on over to Piscataway, staying in Piscataway this year. And I think we stayed in New Brunswick last year,
last time
we were out there. Maybe I'm getting that confused.
No, it sounds right.
Where we stayed, I think.
Rutgers is the home of football, isn't it, Chuck? Didn't they have
one of the first games? Princeton versus Rutgers?
I'll tell you what, guys. That is, if you ever have
I've been there.
That is the scenic little campus.
It is. It's
there.
Gorgeous.
They got a nice stadium, High Point.
Yeah, and a lot of, and on their buildings, a lot of 17-somethings. That's old school.
A lot of greenery. So it's a pretty campus.
Excellent. We wish you safe travels. We'll get your preview from Kevin Wilson's gang coming up at 8:45. We'll need some balance on offense. Defense will need to be there. All three phases need to contribute on the road, Joe. That's not a secret. And noon kickoff on the Big Ten Network tomorrow. Great stuff as always, my man.
All righty. We'll see you in a bit.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 Monday mornings, and Big Show Fridays. Say hello to Julie Warren, if you would, Smitteroo.
Hi, well, Julie, how you doing?
Doing great, Joe. How are you?
Oh, you know, anticipating a trip, you know, things to do.
Yep.
Nervous energy?
Earlier. Going out a little earlier today, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to go early today because you got an early one tomorrow. It'll be Indiana's second early start game.
Which is okay. That beats hanging around for a night game.
Right.
True.
And the other part is the Hoosiers now have a little point of reference, and it did not go well at Northwestern, Joe. So all those early meetings and early practices, they tried to ramp up to that Northwestern game. That offense didn't do anything that day. Threw the ball 59 times, only had 12 offensive points. We saw last weekend when the offense is balanced, they had their best performance of the season, and that's what has to be the recipe for another road victory, huh?
Well, the Hoosiers of Coach Kevin head east here in week 9 out to Rutgers in Piscataway, New Jersey, with a chip on their shoulders after what happened last year. And what was a very disappointing loss out of the stadium after holding a 19-point lead early in the fourth quarter. But that's now history. This is present day. And Indiana looking to go over the 500 mark and to snap a 2-game Big Ten road losing streak. And in the process, even things in the Big Ten East at 3-3 with a W tomorrow. New coach and Chris Ash, a new system for the Scarlet Knights. But, these last couple of weeks playing much better football. They almost beat Minnesota 2 weeks ago, losing on a last-second field goal. Rutgers, coming off its bye week into this one on Saturday, has struggled through 8th. They're only 2-6, 0-5 in the Big Ten. But they are 2-0 against the Hoosiers in this brief gridiron history with the RU. Hoosiers hope to sustain things offensively. I'm not here this morning saying that they're going to roll up 650 total yards like they did against Maryland last week, but the run game returned, and more of the same is expected on Saturday when we tee it up at High Point Solutions Stadium at noon out in Piscataway. Tom Allen's defense turned takeaways into 13 points, aiding last week the cause, and we'll see what Coach Kevin has dialed in for Saturday offensively. The Wildcat featuring Big Ten freshman of the week, Tyler Nate and Xander Diamant, kind of caught Maryland flat-footed at the start. My stat of the week for this game, tomorrow, can the Hoosiers lead at half? They haven't since week two against Ball State. The result, 2-4 worksheet, and they trailed Rutgers last year here at halftime and lost despite scoring 52 points and rolling up 627 total yards. So tomorrow, formula is simple. Quick start, a lead in half, should win this one. Big Ten Network at noon tomorrow. By the way, mentioning that stat, Rutgers, when trailing at half this year, they're 0-6. A couple of high-profile games in the league tomorrow night on the airwaves here. Penn State will welcome in Iowa. We'll see if the Nittany Lions can continue their fine play. They're 4-1 in the league. And then Ohio State will welcome in Nebraska. That is the feature game at 8 o'clock earlier. It'll be Michigan State at Illinois, Wisconsin at Northwestern, and Maryland plays at Michigan, and Purdue at Minnesota, rounding out the slate. Well, rounding out the season, Amanda Janney's Field Hockey Hoosiers ended the season 8-12 as they lost, giving up 3 first-half goals to second-seeded Penn State in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten Tournament out in College Park yesterday. So their season ends 8-12. Noel Roeder had 10 saves, the lone goal scored by Ellie Hemp. Elsewhere, we have cross-country today, the Hoosier Invitational, men's tennis, the Big Ten individuals up in Madison, Wisconsin for Jeremy Wertzman's crew. They'll be there through the weekend. Len Loring has his women netters at the Western Michigan Super Challenge to wrap up the fall through the weekend. Swimming, of course, Michigan State against the top-rated Hoosiers at the Councilman's Billingsley Aquatic Center. Of course, we have Bellarmine coming in. Little mix-and-match time again for Coach Tom coming off the Hope exhibition. This will be against the Bellarmine Knights, who are certainly a cut above, taking Indiana right down into the final 6 minutes of that ball game last year before losing by 11. Tip-off at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Jerry Dunbar, Kruzan's volleyballers, another ranked opponent, but then who's not ranked among the top 8 or 9 in the league? Ohio State, 22nd ranked, will be the opponent at UChem Saturday night at 7. Indiana beaten earlier in the week by number 3 Minnesota in 3 sets. Elsewhere on Sunday, big start to a new phase, the championship phase of going out and winning a Big Ten tournament title. Maryland won it last year. Indiana wants it this year, and they'll start the road to that dream on Sunday, 1 o'clock, against the 7-seeded Northwestern Wildcats. It was a scoreless draw back earlier in the season, but Indiana should have won that game. A lot of opportunities in that contest. Tanner Thompson coming off, he's been on fire, National Soccer Player of the Week, also Big Ten Player of the Week. He will lead the Hoosiers tomorrow. He is scored 5 goals here in these last 2 games, St. Louis and Michigan State. So we expect big things and fireworks from the Hoosier soccer men of Todd Yeagley on Sunday at 1 o'clock. They win, they'll be in the semifinals. A new venue this year, Grand Park up in Westfield, will host the semifinals and championship match next weekend. Terry Morin's Hoosier Cagers, they'll taste a little exhibition play Sunday at 2 against UIndy. And that kind of takes us through a wrap of the IU weekend slate. Last night in girls' high school basketball, Jason Spears Cougars off to a 2-0 start. They beat Decatur Central 50-40. Tomorrow night, Edgewood looks for the same slate. Gary Sims sends his Lady Mustangs out against Greencastle at 7:30. Don't forget tonight, sectional championship on the line, as the third-ranked South Panthers look for their 10th in a row and their 3rd consecutive sectional championship, hosting the Terre Haute North Patriots. Chalk Talk, Mo Moriarty at 6:30. John Callahan, Dave Novak on the call and the kick, 7 o'clock tonight. from Huff Memorial, Indiana Sports Talk to follow.
A little breaking high school news. Brad Rose has resigned as Martinsville's football coach, Joe.
That's not surprising.
Tough year, huh?
Been a lot of, yeah, it was a tough year for the Yardies, and that's not surprising.
Yep, just popped across the old Twitterverse, so I'll pass that on to you. Good luck in New Jersey. Hope all your weather looks great, so you shouldn't have any connection issues. That's the good news. Hoosiers, Joe, let's just see. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it's got to be better than what it was at Northwestern. Let's hope this early time junk isn't an issue. But there was nothing worse than the Northwestern postgame when I was listening to you and Fish and Buck hearing guys say, you know, we just didn't come out ready to play.
Right.
We just didn't come out fired up. Well, now that you've got that out of your system, I can't hear that at tomorrow's postgame show. You know what I mean?
No, we don't want to hear it.
We need to learn from that.
If we get the fast start and lead at half, and we haven't since week two, then I look for big things. So hopefully that will, you'll hear something different tomorrow.
You know, even if they don't lead at half, Joe, if it's 21-20, but they've scored and they're moving the football, that's going to be fine because they've trailed enough at half where that's not going to be, that's not going to freak them out.
I want to see the balance continue. I don't care what formation we use. So
and just win, baby.
Down the stretch.
Just win. You're running out of these, and you got to get to at least six.
And we have it against Rutgers in two previous meetings.
Fair point.
Like I say, we got a little chip and a little attitude going out to Rutgers this time around.
Bring back a 79-78 victory. It doesn't matter. Just get in that win column and we'll talk.
Got it, baby.
And we'll talk about it all Monday morning. Plenty to do. Great stuff as always. Safe travels.
All right.
Hopefully, maybe we even see you tomorrow night. Who knows?
Julie, have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Joe.
Joe Smith, 745, 845, Big Show Friday.